Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tonight we're doing Simin Kuf Nun test, Sif Yudalid through Chaf, and we're going to discuss many halachos of Netilas Yadayim that are not the standard way of doing Netilas Yadayim, and what we'll end up doing is discussing many halachos of Mikvaos, when a person tries to do Netilas Yadayim in a manner that is similar to Tvila. What are the halachos, what are the brachos, and what are the implications? Let's Be'ez Hashem pick up Sif Yudalid. Hit bil yodav b'mei mayon. If he dunks his hand into a mayon. Now there's, the Torah Kedoshah says, ach mayon, the Torah describes a individual who does tevila in a mayon, and then also describes mikveh mayim. So there, when the Torah describes those two things, the Mishnah Mikvos tells us that there are two different types of tahara. A mayon is one type of tahara, and a mikveh is another type of tahara. A mayon, for example, doesn't have to have a particular shear. As long as the item or the individual is entirely submerged in the mayon, it's tahara. Another difference is, the most fundamental difference is, mayon is a natural source of, like a spring, that's running water, and a mikveh has to be still. If it's moving, if it's zochlin, it's going to be pasul. So here we're going to talk about, we'll talk about using a mikveh as well. But here we talk about hitvil yada b'mei mayin, afilu ein b'mei msa, also tefila. So even if there isn't 40 sa, there was a gzera midrabanan that a mayin needs to be 40 sa, even though only a mikveh mi'ikur d'dina needs to be 40 sa. Nevertheless, the halacha is that for one's hands, that's enough. Kol shemiskasin yodav b'hem b'bas achas. As long as your hands are submerged at one particular moment. The Rav Neiman Sal Shlita added that based on the Mishnah Berurah, there isn't a requirement that if a person will put his hands in, that he has to both hands at once, but rather the halacha says that you need to have an amount, a volume of mayon that is enough for two hands. The Sharetzion Sif Katan Ayin says that since the mitzvah is to do tvilas yodayim, so therefore you need the shear of both of them. One of them is not going to be enough. At the time that I learned this from Rav Neiman Sal, he asked, at the end of the day, you are allowed to be tova one at a time. So why should, even if the halach is that it's called tefilas yadayim, so when it comes to, let's say, a mikveh that you need 40 sa, because that's the size of a small person, so then in such a case, or an average person, so in such a case, you have to have that shear. But over here, if you're able to put each hand in separately, so that Rav Neiman Sal Shlita left off with a tzarachiyun on the Sharetzion Sif Katan Ayin. Either way, the Mechaber continues on the top of page Nun Beis, v'mit bilam b'mei mikveh, and if he dunks into a mei mikveh, yesh amr shedino kemayim, v'yesh amr shetzarach mem sam, ikur dedino min ha-Torah, mayim doesn't require a shear. However, Chazal said when it comes to mikveh, the din Torah would be that a person does need to have a dunk into mem sah. And some say that the same will apply for Netilas Yadayim. Why would you say that in general, if a mikveh needs memsa, why would you, is there room to be mekel? Because the halacha is that this requirement of memsa is only when a person is being tovel b'mikveh. If, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Pe'alef or Pe'beis, says if you are being tovel a machat, so then in such a case, then you would not need memsa. This requirement, let's say, bizmana migdash, if you want to be tovel a small cup in a mikveh, it doesn't require memsa. So those are the two studim over here. So yesham shedino kemayin, and therefore even less than 40 sa is acceptable for a mikveh. V'yesham shesach memsa v'nektinin k'divrei ha-meikel, v'yesh ha-hachmir l'chatchila. And the Mishnah Berurah says that some are machmir lichat chila. Okay, so the bottom line is that lichat chila, one, if one is using a mikveh, so then in such a case, and one needs 40 sa. That will mean that if a person wanted to put their hands into a puddle, so then that would be problematic. It would have to be an area that's, let's say you're being tovel near a lake, so to put one's hands in a lake will be acceptable, because that will be more than memsa. But if it's only a puddle, then it would seem to me, al regalachas, then that would be problematic. In Siftez Vav, Mechaber writes, now we get to the next case, and now we do more hilchos mikvos. Megishamim shem zochlim, if you have rainwater that's moving. So this is the biggest enemy for mikvahs. The biggest enemy for mikvahs is the moment in which any of the water is moving. The halacha is that the mikvah is pasul. So therefore, megisham shehem zochlim, if the megisham is moving, we have a safek whether you could be tovel your hands. What is the nature of the safek? The nature of the safek is as follows. On the one hand, explains the Mishnah Berurah, it's possible for a mikvah. On the other hand, who says the psul zochlin is going to be a psul when it comes to nitilas yadayim? So let's take a look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Pei. Vav shem zochlin meg shem ein matarim zochlin el mechnasin. The rule of mikvah is that zochlin is possible. And Pei Zayin says that even if there's 40 sa, we have a safek that even if we said earlier that we don't require regular dina mikvah 40 sa, but there a mikvah is really technically kosher if it is the size of a needle or something that's normally not 40 sa, and therefore it would be kosher to use for tefilas yadayim. Notice the word I use, tefilas yadayim. However, if that's going to come up halacha l'maisa later on, however, here The whole mikveh loses its entire identity once it's zochlin. Achbar and mikveh mayim, so then when the Torah describes a mikveh mayim, so then that's going to be problematic. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah passing in the Sif Katan, hey, ches, v'alkein yachsav yito b'lo brach, v'agrah pasuk to kuli alma zochlin lo mahani klal, that the Gra says that this is going to be problematic. Sif tezayim. Another psul of a mikvah is mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim means water that was drawn into a utensil. So that's going to be pasul. A Rambam, ein matbilim b'mesayadayin. According to the Rambam, one cannot be tovel one's hands inside of it because it's pasul for a mikvah. L'raivid matbilim. According to the Raivid, one can. So this is a complicated halacha in mikvahos, and that is that even shuvim is possible if it's run on the ground, so then there are times that they're machshir. That's a complicated thing when constructing a mikvah to be 100% sure that there wasn't shuvim. So hence you have hamshacha in which the water runs along the ground. Almost every mikvah that's constructed today has an insurance policy. The insurance policy that they have is that after all is said and done, after the water was collected in a roof, trying to do in a way that doesn't come into your utensil, so then the water runs along the ground, and since it runs along the ground, so it's detached from the kli in which it was drawn. If there, it was drawn in a kli, so hamshacha works. So that is what's going on over here. That it could, according to Rambam, if it's shuvim that underwent hamshacha, that's going to be acceptable. Now with a mikvah, it's a little bit problematic. If you have all 40 sa that's done by hamshacha, that's a complicated question. But over here, when it comes to nitilas yadayim, that'll be acceptable. At the time I learned it from Rav Nevinsal, I asked him, it was really a mikvah's question, what would be in regards to cement? Is cement enough to serve as hamshacha? So that could be a machlekes rishayim, it could be totally on a brisker rav. Nevinsal said he's not so sure that when mikvahs are constructed that they should use cement, because the cement might not be the full process of returning it to the ground. The whole idea of hamshacha is to have it entirely detached and returning it to its original source as if it's once again gone back to the ground. So cement might not serve as that process. Or no, that the Brisker Rav says, there are two ways to understand hamshacha. Is hamshacha returning it back to its original process, like undoing the process of drawing it, or is it just breaking it away from the kli? If it's breaking away from the kli, then cement should be okay. If it's reconnecting it to the ground, so that's an interesting question. How do you look at cement, running it along cement? Okay, let's continue on. Lo yita, so bottom, what's bottom line halacha l'maisa? So bottom line, l'chatchila, one should not use such water. However, we see that b'di'evet, the Rambam holds that if Zimshicha Kula will be acceptable. So it seemed to me, b'shas hadchak, one can rely on the Rambam for sure. Because there, if you do Amshacha, then both according to Rambam and the Ravid, it will be acceptable. According to, if one, however, had water that was just Mayim She'uvim, that's a real Shiloh of a Bracha, where the person can make a Bracha. At the end of the day, the Ravid was Machmer. What's the Svar of the Ravid? If it's clear that Mayim She'uvim is possible, so why in the world would you allow for Netilas Yadayim Mayim She'uvim? So Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tzadi explains that a Baal Keri also is allowed to go through the process of Tahara with She'uvim. So here it could very well be that Einachanami Alts Mikveh doesn't make any sense. But for She'uvim might be enough for a Keri, so that might be enough also for Netilas Yadayim. Says the Mechamer in Sif Yud Zayin, Lo Yitomei Anohar Mayim B'yodu Achas V'yitin Adil Shenius V'yishen Kan Lo Netil V'lo Tefila. You can't pour from one hand onto the next. That's pretty straightforward. Yud Ches Yodu Achas B'netil V'yodu Achas B'tefila Yodov Taharos. That if you did one hand with Netil, the other Tefila, then it'll be Tar. That strengthens Rav Nevinzal Shlita's question that it's really two different processes. You could even have one netila and one tevila. So we ask, Rav Nevinzal asks, why is it that you need a shear when you do tevila? Why is it that you need the shear of two hands? If it's entirely two different processes on two different hands are acceptable in Sif Yud Ches, Tzarech Yud. Sif Yud Tes, Hamat Bil Yodav Ein Tzarech Shtei Pamim, Loi Nigu V'lo Agba Yodav. So previously, in the previous Si'ifim, we had learned that there are two halachos. One is that you need to dry your hands, and the other is you're supposed to raise your hands. Both of them, according to the Beis Yosef, is really for the same purpose. Both of them is to make sure that there isn't mayim tmeim that go back onto your hands or to come onto the food. Hence, you need to dry your hands, because once you wash your hands with Netilas Yadayim, so then there are times that the water could be tame, could very well be vamevin yoven, that's why we wash them twice, to remove that problem, but still, that's an issue. Aleph. Beis is, that's the reason we raise up the hands, so the water that's tame shouldn't settle on the hands and the fingers, but rather should not remain on the hand themselves and run down onto the arms. So hence, both of those things are in order to prevent from mayim tmein. And that being so, according to the Beis Yosef, this halacha makes sense. If you're matbil yadav, so you don't need to do a shtei pa'amim was to remove the mayim tmeim. You don't need niguv, because when it comes to niguv, it's also a chash of removing for the mayim tmeim. And number three, v'lo lagbia yadav, because when it comes to matbil yadav doesn't produce any mayim tmeim. The only time you're going to have a problem with mayim tmeim is if you pour water onto a hand that's tamei. But if the hand is dunked into a mikvah, into a mayon, so then in such a case, the hand's tar. That's the omek of this pshat. The Dirshu just points out that there are others who say that niguv is due to mius, that the reason why we do is that it's not bakovedik to eat with wet hands. However, it would seem that the pashtus is like the simple reading of the Mechaber, and this is a fundamental difference between tvilas yadayim and netilas yadayim. And it hits the apex in Sif Chaf. Hamat bil yodavein mevarech al tvilas yadayim ela al netilas yadayim. So it gets into a machlok, is this above question. Do we look at dipping one's hands in as a fundamentally different mitzvah, a kiyum, as tefilas yadayim or netilas yadayim? That's this machlokes rishonim. The Ramah concludes v'chein ikar to make the bracha of tefilas yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom line says that most Ashkenazic achronim also follow the mechaber. V'achrein miskimu kedasa mechaber l'varach al netilas yadayim. V'rakim amayim psulim l'netila v'rak l'tvila. There are cases that when the mayim is going to be possible for netila, but kosher for tvila. For example, if the mayim sruchim, so then in such a case there are times it's possible in netila, but kosher l'tvila. So then in such a case, maybe then you would make the bracha tvilas yadayim. If I'm not mistaken, the Gra is very much into this idea that this whole process is an entirely different process. Tefilas Yadayim has nothing to do with Netilas Yadayim. It's basically, it's just dunk, just like you dunk in your body, you would never call that Netilas Aguf, So too, that's what Tfilas Yadayim is. If I'm not mistaken, the Gra makes that bracha. However, the general halacha is that we make the bracha Tfilas Yadayim Minhag HaOlam is not to follow the Gra in that regard. I did not see the Gra lately. This is what I remember from the Girsa de Yankis. Amar Rabbi Nevinsal Shlita adds that dipping one's hands into a sea would be acceptable, as we mentioned, in regards to into a yam would be acceptable. We had mentioned that there's a problem of zeichlin, that when it comes to zeichlin, moving water is a problem. However, and there is a discussion, when can one do tevila, a woman who needs to go to the mikvah, going to a lake, going to the sea? So that's a problem, because the one could argue that the sea has a din mikvah, the mela has a psul zochlin. So that's a complicated sugya, how you look at a yam, how do you look at a nahar for tefila for an isha. But bottom line is, the Rav Nevinsal said you could dip your hands into the sea, you'd make the bracha of al netilas yadayim, and we're not concerned, like halacha l'maisa, we're not concerned that it's a mikvah and pasul with zochlin. No, that a yam doesn't have a din zochlin. However, on the other hand, he added a mikvah with a crack in it, so then in such a case, that would have a psul zochlin if there's a crack inside. A crack in Hilchos Mikvos is that we're choshish that the water is already considered moving. So it's ironic. On the one hand, a slight crack in a mikvah makes it zochlin. Yet when it comes to the sea, we don't consider it a problem of zochlin, and it's beyond our scope tonight to discuss why that's so. We'll stop here.